here, the series of finely bedded argillites and kind of cherty sediments, this really represents the very last phase of the mineralized, you know, section of rocks. So you're getting this buildup of sulfide mineralization on the seafloor. As that system starts shutting down, you just start getting regular kind of sedimentation of fine grain sediments and kind of some chemical exhalative rocks. But yeah, this pretty much represents the top of the mineralized section. And as you move down, you know, obviously there's a very stark contrast between the unmineralized rock and the heavy sulfide content within the massive to semi-massive sulfide section. And in here, you know, a lot of this is dominated by pyrite. You kind of have to have a bit of an eye for it, but this is some pretty gaudy mineralization. You can tell the difference between, you know, the color of those two sulfides, this being pyrite, you know, pyrite dominant here, whereas this is pretty much pure chalcopyrite. Chalcopyrite would be the copper sulfide that, you know, hosts the copper within the deposit.
So growing up,
second, I need to get a close up.
You know, everyone told me that pyrite was called fool's gold.
Yep.
Because it was worthless, it would look like gold.
Yep.
Is it still that today, or is it, does it have any value?
The pyrite in itself does host some of the gold mineralization. So, I mean, there is gold associated with that. It's also, you know, the host, you know, in these types of deposits, you have a lot of sulfur within those hydrothermal fluids, and that sulfur can either, you know, will attach to iron, and it'll attach to copper, it'll attach to zinc. So, I mean, all these deposits are pyrite hosted with, you know, variable quantities of whatever the ore mineral is, whether it's chalcopyrite, copper, sphalerite, zinc, galena, lead.
Would you point out the difference between the two pieces again?
Yeah, so this is pyrite dominant. There is some fine grain chalcopyrite kind of interstitially throughout there, but this more gold looking mineral is the chalcopyrite, which is the copper sulfide.